It is magical. It is magical. Yes, it is. It is magical for us to live in this world and excite ourselves with all of the beautiful things that are going on in this world. Because if we didn't know all the beautiful things that are going on in this world, we wouldn't have an opportunity to excite ourselves and be aware of what is the magic that's going on. How do you know what's magical? How do you know it? What is magical in your world? Are you aware of the people that are in your world? Are you aware of the individuals that are going around your world and expressing themselves in your attention? Are you aware of that? And I am quite sure that you're not. And the reason that we're not is because we're not aware of it in ourselves. And until we become aware of it in ourselves, we never will know about it in the outer. We'll never know about it in the world about us because we are constantly being surprised by what's going on in the outer. We're constantly being surprised by the new inventions. We're being surprised by the new healing treatments that are coming up. We're surprised by how vitamins and minerals and vegetables are in our body and how some of them are beneficial and how some are not beneficial today. And tomorrow, those same unbeneficial vitamins and unbeneficial minerals and unbeneficial foods are now very beneficial. And then, and a few years later, they'll change again. Now, why do they change back and forth? They change back and forth because we do not live in the now. And if we lived in the now, we would have a life of miracles constantly going on in our world because we would be living so perfectly, so wonderfully, so beautifully, so fantastically in the now that nothing else would really matter. Nothing else would really make any difference in our life except the now that we're living in. Now, we give treatments here at the University of Healing, and we tell people to practice this treatment. To practice this treatment with all your heart and all your soul and all your being, but not panicky. Not like it has to be done. Not like it has to be something that is done, and if it's not done, then you're not doing it right. Well, the only reason that it's not done and you're not doing it right is that you are having several thoughts in your mind at one time. You're having several ideas in your consciousness at one time. You're having several attitudes in your mind at one time. For instance, you're saying, I am whole and perfect. And then you say, oh, what, I feel terrible. Oh, I'm rich. Oh, if only I had enough money for the things I'd like to buy. I have friends. Why is it some people don't like me? Why is it some people turn me down? Why is it she wasn't smiling at me and he wasn't smiling at me the other day? Why was it? And then we go on with this dichotomy of attitude. And as long as we have that dichotomy of attitude, we have the dichotomy of experiences. And where other people are enjoying miracles after miracles after miracles of wholeness and perfection and abundance and health and relationships, we are suffering from not having those same things. Now, why are we not having those same things? We're not having those same things because we are one moment, oh, I'm whole and perfect. Next moment, oh, I feel terrible. And are we going to listen to the illusions of life and let them be our reality? Or are we going to know the truth of our life and let it be our reality? Let it express itself 100% in every moment of my life. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. Divine order is whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. You see, I keep thinking these thoughts. I keep having these attitudes about my mind. And as I have these attitudes about my mind, I experience those things in my world. And to some people, they might appear to be a miracle, but to everyone else, it's just everyday fare. It's what they have every day of their life. Every day of their life, they're having that wonderful feeling of who and what they are. They're having that wonderful feeling of why they're here and what they're doing in this life. What is their purpose of being here on planet Earth? What is their purpose of having this existence? And are we living in parallel universes, or are we living in universes of infinite variety? And are we living many universes at the same time? And the answer is yes. Oh, yes. We have many lives. We have many things going on. We have many areas in which we are living, and we don't even realize it. Now, today we can begin to realize it. We can begin to realize that we live in many areas, that we have many wonderful things going on in our life, and it is so exciting. It is so fantastic. It is so marvelous, because that's who and what we really are. That's where and what we really do, and nothing else makes any difference whatsoever. If we begin to realize that I have a car. Okay, now, the car is perfectly good. It's a nice new car. It's in good condition. Now, I have had that car for 10 years. Now, what sort of a God, what sort of a protector, what sort of a guardian am I of that car? Am I maintaining that car in its proper attitude? Am I giving it its proper oil changes and other activities that are necessary to maintain the car? And do I wash it and polish it? Do I look at the car and say every moment I look at it, you're a beautiful car, you're a lovely car, you do everything I want to do. I'm so proud of you, car. Every time I drive you anywhere, people look and say, what a glorious car you have. What a beautiful car you have. And it's not the car, it's your attitude about the car that people are sparkling to. People always sparkle to your attitude about what your life is. Now, if you have the opportunity to be yourself and have fun, if you have the opportunity to enjoy life, if you have the opportunity to enjoy your car, to keep it polished and keep it enjoy, and take it only places that you want to take it. Don't take it down bumpy, rough roads, because if you take your body into bars and taverns and into places where you have bumpy roads, then your body is going to respond in that way. It's going to not feel happy with itself. Your car will feel happy with itself when you run it on beautiful roads, when you take it where it is always glorious and lovely. You always are maintaining your car. You're always keeping it up. You're always maintaining your body and keeping it up. How do you maintain your body? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. This is what we talk about. It's not what we eat. It's not the things that we do. It's our attitude about it. If our attitude about anything that we do is good, then we are not disturbed by it. But if our attitude is not good, if our attitude is, oh dear, why me? And then we have that attitude being replayed in our body, in our every cell of our body. And every cell of our body should be, all is in divine order. Every cell of our body should be, all is marvelous and good now, because these are the miracles waiting to reveal themselves to us. They're already there. They're already there. And they're just waiting to reveal themselves to us now. But are we ready and willing and able to have them be revealed to us? Are we ready, willing, and able to enjoy them and to know them and to experience them every moment of our life? And if we are, then we let that duality go, that dichotomy. We let it be gone from our life. And we live in the perfect life of saying, all is in divine order. We live in the life of saying, I like me. I like this body. I like this mind. I like this soul. I like this one that I am. And it gets better and better and better. And the miracles of that type of a life keep revealing itself more and more in every area of our life. That's the way the principle works. And that's the way the miracles work. If they're to come in your life, the miracles could come in your life as you bring them forth, because you're just revealing what already is. Have a lovely day. Have a miracle-full day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.